It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Okay, I admit I screwed up the music there.
It was a little delayed.
Yeah, you know,
that's okay.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
I had the music queued up.
Okay.
I pressed the wrong button.
Oh.
We were already in the it's stupid, it's pointless mode.
You know.
And I just...
You know, for those of you who maybe can't tell, Nev, you know, we had to cut costs a little bit, and we are doing this live now. So things like this will happen. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Well, it's
where did we cut costs, by the way?
Well, the music, for one thing.
We
played on our cell phone, and that's cut cost tip number one. Number two, we record many at a time.
Yes.
Number three, we don't rent a studio anymore.
Well, we're like totally giving away all our secrets.
We just kind of record wherever we can. Yeah. The microphone's cheap now. It was $20 from Amazon.com.
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a... Yeah. You know, but I think that's good.
Yes.
Because...
Especially in this economy.
I feel like we're setting an example to show that you can still put out a quality product for less.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think that's inspiring to people.
Yeah. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a letter next week talking about our quality level.
You know what?
Yep.
You never know.
Who knows?
You never know.
We'll find out. Okay. So anyways.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
Speaking of letters,
yes.
We rarely, I mean, actually, if ever, I think we've only done it one time, where we've actually based an entire show off a letter that we received.
Yeah, that's true.
And we don't often do this, but we received this letter, and I can't. It blew me away so much because there were so many just random topics that we just had to address here.
Okay.
And what's sad is we can't address all of them.
No.
But during the course of the week, we actually received a letter from Marshall in Encino, California. And I preface this by saying that this letter was 7 pages long.
Yes.
So we're not going to be able to get through all of it in a 10-minute show.
And was it single-spaced?
It was not single-spaced.
Okay.
But, you know, it was nice font.
Oh.
Very nice font.
Very good. Okay.
You know, which is not... Yeah. Not common in an email.
No, and also, if I seem to recall, I mean, I can only get through about 2 pages of it before going crazy, but...
well, it's cool, because we're only going to address pretty much the first half page.
Good, okay, that's brilliant. But, no, but it also seemed like, you know, it was coherent. It wasn't...
It was very well written.
So, there you go.
And obviously, spell check, because I don't think there were any grammatical errors, and I check for those things as a former copy editor.
Yes, you do.
So...
Okay.
And by the way, since we're already talking about letters,
yep.
A reminder... by the way, welcome to the show, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
All right.
We're 3 minutes in. I'm Nevin Barrage. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com, and we always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. Send us an email to mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. So again, this week's letter comes from Marshall in Encino, California, and he writes many things.
Yes.
Among them, Dear Mike and Nev, what is the deal with teaspoons and tablespoons? I always get them confused, and it's driving me crazy. For example, when I make cookies for a party, and I make a mistake and use a teaspoon instead of a tablespoon, my guests notice, and I get embarrassed. What do we do about this situation with teaspoons and tablespoons? Have we reached a point in society where we should just come up with some sort of combination of the teaspoon and tablespoon? I want your thoughts. So, Mike, that's the first part of the letter.
Wow.
So... First of all, do you own a teaspoon and tablespoon?
Well, first off, let me just say, good example. I'm glad. Usually we don't get examples.
No,
like
we don't.
This.
It really breaks it down for us.
That was good. Yeah. I do. Nevin.
You do?
I do.
Okay, I don't.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
You just wing it.
Okay, I'll just... Well,
when you make cookies.
For as many times as I make cookies. And my cookie-making experience consists of taking the cookies out of the box... Putting it into some sort of bowl and then just presenting the cookies.
Why put it in a bowl?
Well, it's a good question.
Yeah.
Because here's what I do when I put them in the bowl.
Okay.
I don't say that I make them myself.
Okay. I see.
But
you say you arrange them.
Well, no, but I don't say anything. I just put them in a bowl,
okay.
And people wonder,
right.
Did you or didn't you? But they're afraid to ask.
See, this is the thing. The teaspoon, tablespoon thing. See, what's tough about this is, you know, as someone who has made cookies.
You've made cookies.
I have made cookies.
And how have they come out?
Well, they came out fine. I mean, you know, they came out fine. I don't think, now maybe my guests were being polite, or my guest, since I think of...
Yeah, so you made cookies for one person?
I mean, well...
You made cookies for a girl?
Yes.
Yeah, you're, 'cause obviously you're not going to make them for a guy, at least one guy.
No.
Right. Okay. Right. Just checking.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. Maybe they were being polite, but you know, the thing about the tablespoon teaspoon thing, it's that the tablespoon is a capital T, mm-hmm. and the teaspoon thing is a lowercase T.
Oh, so is that the issue?
Is it
the ingredients in the recipe? So it says T, but you don't always know what the T stands for.
Well, I mean, you know, you have careful reading.
Okay.
Careful reading.
Interesting. I didn't know because make cookies.
I know. I understand. You take the probably smart road.
And just buy them. Yes, it makes it easier.
Yes. So, okay.
Okay, so I guess Marshall, capital T stands for tablespoon?
Tablespoon.
Tablespoon. Yeah. Lowercase t, teaspoon. Right. So if you understand that concept, I don't think you need to come up with a teaspoon-tablespoon combination.
No.
Right?
Probably not.
Okay. So we've captured that. We've covered that aspect of the letter pretty well.
It's over.
Number two on the Marshall from Encino, California letter of length.
Yes.
Also, what is with the number lock function on the computer?
Ah, yes.
It is useless.
Yes.
It only causes problems. You hit it accidentally, and everything goes awry.
Right.
He actually said the word awry, nice. Michael.
Spelled correctly.
Spelled
too,
correct.
I'm sure.
I didn't know how to spell awry.
Right, there you
but
go.
It was so okay. The num lock button. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. You know, I mean, there are a couple thoughts. I mean, I've never understood it myself. You know, it's always seemed kind of random, and it's the default thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on the computer, I was going to say that num is locked. It is totally locked. And it's just, see, I personally don't use the number pad.
Neither do I.
So it doesn't matter to me either way.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I understand what Marshall is saying.
Yes.
But it doesn't really affect my day-to-day existence in a negative or positive way.
Yes.
So you can take it off, not take it off. To be honest, I forget it's there.
Yeah. I do. I mean, I'm a little bit weird, so sometimes I don't like to have the light on. You know, with the keyboard, I'm worried maybe something's wrong or whatever. So I do turn it off.
So you usually turn off the light to make yourself pretend that everything's okay. You're like the guy that...
I do what I can, you know?
To make basically a false sense of security.
Okay. Anyways, moving on to the next part of the letter.
Wait, you don't like to have lights at the computer so you can pretend that your computer's working fine?
No, because here's the thing. Like, watch this. We're recording this. We have a computer set up right now,
right?
This will probably make a noise, but who cares? See that cap lock thing?
Right.
Right?
And the light is green.
There's a light that's on.
Right.
So now it's off, right?
Okay.
The cap lock, now that's annoying.
That is annoying.
That's annoying.
I agree.
And the thing is that sometimes I'll be typing and I didn't realize that the cap lock was on.
Right.
So I look down and the light's on.
Okay.
So there's a problem.
So what you're doing, you're associating the light with a problem.
So maybe that's what Marshall's doing. Maybe unconsciously, the num lock is symbolizing that.
It's the light. He doesn't like the light. Marshall, you don't like the light.
That's it.
That's what it is.
I feel you, brother. I don't like the light either.
Okay, so, turn off the light. Oh, there you go.
That
perfect.
Good. That was easy. Okay.
And last thing.
Okay.
And this actually, I do have a couple comments on this.
Okay.
Finally, Marshall says, sporks. I don't get it.
You could have just said sporks. It would have been good to
exactly.
Know.
Okay, honestly, I like sporks.
Okay.
Because I do like the whole idea of the spoon and the fork combining as one, being able to use it in multiple functions.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay. I mean, I can count the number of times I've used a spork on one hand.
Usually in buffets, typically, right?
I can't remember the last time I used a spork.
Really?
No.
Mike, I mean, open yourself up to
an
experience.
You know, I just realized I've used them before. But, you know, I just realized that expression is really dumb.
Spork.
Count the number of times on one hand thing. Because you can just keep going past five.
You could,
with
technically.
With your one hand. So
that's
that doesn't
true.
Really mean anything.
I think you're reading a little too much into it.
Anyway, sports.
Let's with the hand thing real quick. I think if you say two hands, it kind of implies that you would use your second hand.
No,
I'm just saying.
That is true. That does imply that. All right. Okay. Anyways, another day.
Sports.
So, sports, yeah. I mean, you know, what have sports ever done to you?
Nothing. I like
See,
sports.
There you go. You know, it's like, yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I guess,
well,
it's not, yeah.
Marshall, here's the thing.
Okay.
Okay, sporks, if you don't like sporks, that's okay.
Right.
You have a right to not like sporks.
Absolutely.
Agree to disagree. But there is a large community out there that enjoys sporks,
yes.
that appreciates sporks' company and existence. So allow that part of society to enjoy their sporks. Because sporks, unlike maybe the num lock function, are a necessity to many people. So keep the sporks. Let it go. And remember, capital T is tablespoon.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have. Great letter.
That was really
good. You know, honestly, if we look through like the remaining 6.5 pages of this letter, this could give us topics for weeks.
Weeks? The rest of the podcast. Who knows?
Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Nevin Barrett. For me, for Michael Feldman, I'm Nevin Barrett. It's the Things That Matter.